there are so many desktop Linux distros to choose from, and if you distro hop long enough, you'll probably find one that has a default layout and an app suite that meets your needs. But as you progress with learning Linux, you might get to the point where you want to make your own personal distro with your own custom layout, shell configuration, and all of the specific free software programs that you've come to love over the years. And that's where Qubit comes in. This is an application that lets you create a custom bootable ISO. Now, this is a little bit different than the deployment scripts that some people use to set things up automatically whenever they have to install or reinstall a new distro, because all of the software and settings that you roll into this custom ISO will be available right away whenever you boot it up. So this is probably most useful for creating something like a travel distro that you could boot into from a public computer at the library or somewhere else like that and have all of your software ready to go on any random computer you boot it off of. And of course, you can configure a persistence partition with Rufus or whatever image writing tool you use to configure the bootable flash drive, so that way you can save your work and carry on to the next public computer you use. So this is what the Qubit program looks like when you first launch it, and the custom Ubuntu ISO creator can actually be used to create a custom ISO from any Ubuntu or Debian derivative. In fact, I'm going to be creating one that is based off of Linux Mint today. So choose our project folder. I'm just going to use this custom ISO folder that I created. And then go ahead and choose the ISO. So I'm going to be using Mint 22 Cinnamon Edition. And then we're going to go ahead and give it a new name. And you can also change the release and release URL and basically all of these text settings we have here. I think I'm just going to call my custom distro Mint Julep Cinnamon 64-bit. How about that? All right, so then we'll go into Next. And this is just going to load up the disk image and prepare our project folder for us. Essentially, this Qubit program is a wrapper for a chroot root. In fact, that's actually where most of the work is going to take place, as you'll see soon. So if you were wondering, is there a way to configure a Linux custom Linux distro that isn't Ubuntu or Debian? The answer is yes. It's essentially chroot root is all you need, but Qubit obviously has this handy little wrapper functionality to it to make it a little bit easier. So here we are in the chroot root environment, and we have access to all of the default Linux Mint applications here. And since we're on the command line, I'm mostly going to be using apt to make most of my program modifications. So some of the changes I'm going to be making is I'll replace Firefox with LibreWolf. And in case you didn't know, LibreWolf is based off of Firefox, uses the same web engine as it, but it comes pre-configured with an ad blocker, and it has some better browser settings for internet privacy, and it also doesn't have Pocket, Mozilla account integration, or any Mozilla telemetry, so arguably there's a lot less bloat in LibreWolf if you're not using any of those features within Firefox. And to install LibreWolf, we actually have to add Debian's external repo, which has LibreWolf in it, and you could technically install LibreWolf through a Flatpak, since Linux Mint does support those out of the box, but I just personally prefer system packages and try to avoid Flatpaks if I can. And I also replaced Celluloid, the media player that's bundled with Linux Mint, with just regular old MPV. I replaced Transmission with Qubit Torrent, and I also wanted to install NeoVim and configure NVChad for my IDE, but because the version of NeoVim that's available in the applications repo is too old for NVChad, I think it requires like NeoVim 0.10 or newer, I just decided to compile NeoVim from source, which is the longest part of this entire setup process and most of what you're seeing here. NVChad, of course, requires ripgrep and nerd fonts, which I installed along with the Tahoma font for my system theme while I was in the fonts folder. Also, this is an important step for making sure that NVChad is configured for the Mint user in the live USB environment or any new users that you create through the installation process. make sure that you copy the nvim folder in the root user's home folder, or I think it's in the .config home folder. Yeah. Make sure you copy that to the /etc/scale/config folder. And in case you didn't know, the scale folder stores default configurations for new users that you create on your system. So placing nvim in there along with all the files and folders that nvchad creates basically just makes nvchad available to any new user that you create on your system. Now for my desktop environment, I'm going to be using the Windows XP theme from the Boomerang project, as well as the icons pack. The Windows XP desktop always gives me a warm nostalgia, and I figure that for a live system like this that I might boot off of a library computer, this desktop might look a little less shocking than a really cool Hyperland or DWM Rice. And if anybody asks me why I'm using Windows XP, I'll just fire up Oregon Trail or an old Carmen Sandiego game and whine, and I'll tell them that I'm just doing some old school PC gaming at my local library. Is that so wrong? Oh, and to make this theme the default one whenever you boot your system, you have to update the schema files in user share glib 2.0. Otherwise, if you don't, this theme will still be available for you to set through the themes applet. It's just nice to have the personalized theme set on your system by default. All right, so we're all done with Churroot as far as I'm concerned. So we'll go ahead and click next. And we're going to exit the virtual environment. And then I think it also takes us to a GUI option for configuring packages. So there you go. You technically don't have to do everything inside of Churroot if you're not comfortable with it. But you really should be comfortable with the command line in Churroot if you're going out and already trying to create your own Linux distro. All right. So we'll go ahead and hit next here. And we'll just use this kernel it already selected. And then I'm going to choose the higher compression XZ compression option for my ISO. All right, so I've got my mint julep cinnamon selected for my virtual disk and my virtual CD-ROM. And that's the first boot option. So let's go ahead, fire this bad boy up. Full screen this too. So we get our GNU Grub splash screen, and that's something else that you could customize too if you wanted to. I mean, literally every single part of this ISO could be customized. The Grub screen, you could even change from Grub to a different boot manager if you wanted to. This splash screen with the Linux Mint can be changed. And should boot right into our, what do they call it, XP Bliss desktop, or I forget what the desktop theme itself is actually called. But yeah, you can see it's definitely Windows XP-esque. You can also change the default desktop background too. So I guess Bliss, I know that that's the name of the background if you really wanted to go for the XP thing. So why don't I fix the resolution real quick? Stretch to full screen. Changes. All right, so yeah, if we go into our applications, you can see that Firefox is gone. Yeah, we got Firewall, but no Firefox. But we got LibreWolf here. And so this is what I was talking about, where you've got uBlock Origin for your default ad blocker that ships with LibreWolf, and if you go through all of your settings, and especially the user.js settings, most of those are hardened and optimized for user privacy. We should also have MPV, or no, I think I forgot to install MPV. Did I remember to install KubitTorrent? I did. Yeah, so now you've got KubitTorrent installed by default instead of Transmission. Of course, you can keep Transmission if you like Transmission, or you could install something else. And then if I go through this installation process, it's going to write everything to disk. Oh, yeah, that's right. NVChad was the other thing. So as you can see here, we won't go through the install process. But CMI.config folder, we've got NeoVim. And so now I run NVIM for the first time. It goes through the setup and kind of configuration for NVChad, but you know, this only runs once, so I quit out of all this now. And boom, using NVChad, which is personally just the IDE that I use. So if I was going to set up my system to be like a traveling, I don't know, development environment, like if you wanted to, I don't know, just go town to town and do some software development in your local libraries off of a USB, then this is a pretty good configuration for that. So try OCubic to create your own custom bootable Linux USB and tell me how it turned out. Like and share this video to hack the algorithm and check out my online store, based.win, where you can get my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.